All right. Well, it is 10:02, so let's get started. So today, I actually covered this topic on Sunday, but I just on Saturday. There wasn't a lot of folks on that call, so I thought I would just do this topic again, just because I thought it was very relevant, and I guess it really, really hit home for me. So it's the title today is God's Love Changes Everything. And our verse is Jeremiah 31:3, and that verse is, I love you with an everlasting love. So nothing you've ever done or will ever do can stop God from loving you. God said again in Jeremiah 31:3, I love you with an everlasting love. Do you have any idea what how long everlasting is? It's forever. So let's put forever in that verse. I love you with a forever love. So you can't make God stop loving you. He will love you forever. His love isn't based on what you do. It's based on who he is. The only reason you're alive is because God made you so that he could love you. That's why God sent his son. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God wants you to know his love. Even more, he wants you to feel his love. So I relate this to having kids. And, you know, your kids will do things as they're growing up to disappoint you, just like we did when we were growing up. We did things that disappointed our parents. But it doesn't change the fact that you love your kids. You love them no matter what they do. You can get mad at them. You can get disappointed with them. But you love your kids. And that's the same thing with God. We disappoint God. And just like with your kids, God will discipline us just like you discipline your kids when they disappoint you. But it doesn't change the love. God loves us no matter what, just like we love our kids no matter what. So God's love will transform you when you feel it. It turns somebody who is hateful into a kind, gentle, and loving person. When God's love hits your heart, it changes you. If your life hasn't changed, then you don't know God. You can't have somebody as big as God come into your life and not be changed by it. When God's love comes into your life, it changes how you react to everyone else. When you truly understand and experience the love of God, you can't help but pass it on to others. In fact, Jesus described it like this. I give you a new command. Love one another, just as I have loved you. You must also love one another. So what he's saying is that take my example of loving you, and you need to love others like I have loved you. But it all starts with God's love for us. The most amazing conversion in the Bible is a guy named Saul. I know we've talked about Saul because Saul became Paul. His name changed to Paul. But, again, the most amazing conversion in the Bible is a guy named Saul who was a religious extremist that killed Christians. One day on his way to Damascus, he encountered the resurrected Jesus. Jesus said to Saul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Saul fell to his knees and said, "My Lord and my God." The man who had once been a religious extremist became the apostle of love. Saul, now known as Paul, wrote most of the New Testament, including some of the most beautiful words on love ever written, 1 Corinthians 13. The everlasting, completely free love of God will do that. It changes lives. And the question today is, has that love changed yours? Let us pray. God, we love you. We're so thankful for your unconditional love. God, we don't deserve your love, but we're so thankful to have it. And it's just amazing to me that you loved us so much that you would send your son to die for us. But the good news is he's alive and well today, sitting at your right hand, God, interceding on our behalf. As we go through this life messing up and doing things we shouldn't do, for believers, we're forgiven. That's the difference, God. We're forgiven. And thank you for your forgiveness, and thank you for your love. Thank you for this call today. God, I just pray for everybody on the call. I pray for our TTE family, our friends, and God, just guide us and lead us and help us live a life that brings you glory and makes you proud. We give all the glory to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.